We received several letters this week responding to novelist Jane Smiley's criticism of Huckleberry Finn. Smiley, a novelist, says Mark Twain's book is a bad novel and one that pales in comparison to Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin.
That idea provoked a strenuous protest from David Borkland of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He writes, comparing Huck Finn to Uncle Tom's Cabin is like comparing Shakespeare with God's Little Acre or Gone with the Wind. They aren't in the same ballpark. Is Miss Smiley so revisionist or naive that she cannot tell that Huck Finn is a serious and significant work of satire? While Uncle Tom's Cabin might be compared to any of the inane soap operas of American popular or trash culture.
And Carl Chambers of Fort Collins, Colorado, has this to say, while I certainly cannot compete with Ms. Smiley in the field of literary criticism, I do think that she missed the boat in dwelling on the relationship between Huck and Jim in dismissing the book from the ranks of seminal American novels. While the book may have weak points, to fault it because Huck treats Jim in less than a politically correct manner is ludicrous.
On another subject, Sayer Schatz of Wincote, Pennsylvania, takes our White House correspondent to task for observing that back in April, President Clinton was on the political sidelines, insisting that he still mattered, that he was relevant.
This formulation, according to our listener, neatly obscures the fact that it was reporters who, by repeatedly raising the issue, essentially declared Clinton irrelevant. It would have been refreshing if she had said something like, I and my colleagues at that time badly misjudged the situation and fostered the entirely mistaken impression that President Clinton had become irrelevant.
Finally, John Bengtson of White Salmon, Washington, wrote, after hearing our story about a couple who gave away much of their money to people needier than themselves, to say how uplifting that story was. Mr. Bengtson writes, we've all heard of copycat crimes. I believe that if you aired more stories along the lines of this one, we might just see copycat acts of kindness. Wouldn't that be nice?
We read your letters all week long, and every Thursday we read excerpts from a few of them. Our address is Letters, All Things Considered, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20001.
Or by email, you can reach us at atc@npr.org. And please include a daytime telephone number and some guidance on how to pronounce your name.